International food prices fell sharply in December. However, a UN agency says overall prices remained high in 2011. The Food and Agriculture Organization also says that price trends are uncertain for 2012. FAO senior grains economist Abdulreza Abbasian says the food price index fell nearly 2.5% from November.
Well, December was simply a continuation of the downward trend that we've been witnessing for the last, let's say, 5 or 6 months, which was in reaction to production numbers being revised up quite, I would say, significantly, the recession fears and a slowdown in the global economy, and the strengthening of the dollar. So I think those three factors weighed quite heavily on international prices.
The FAO Food Price Index measures 55 commodities on the international market. Abbasian says the decline in prices last month should not simply be taken at face value.
If you're a consumer and importing country, obviously any decline in price is a welcome development. But we need to put this in perspective. Put this in perspective means that a lot of the poorer countries or developing countries would have to pay for their food imports with U.S. dollar. And U.S. dollar had appreciated quite a bit, depending, of course, against which currency and which country. But in general terms, it's been a strengthening. And this, to some extent, could unfortunately offset any gain received from paying lower prices.
Declines were led by lower prices for cereals, sugar, and oils, due in part to bumper crops in 2011. But Abbasian says those declines were generally modest, despite December's figures. Average prices for the year were actually higher than 2008 during the food crisis, and the highest since 1990, when the food price index began, once adjusted for inflation.
Any decline is good from that perspective. One has to be a bit careful about celebrating it. You know, it's not going to have such a significant impact, unfortunately, in terms of helping these countries to cope with the high food prices, especially at a time when a lot of uncertainties in the fuel market. A lot of these countries also are big importers of energy and fuels.
So what do 2011 prices mean for 2012? The FAO economist won't make any official prediction.
I wish I could. It is one thing we have learned hard way is that especially with the food index, which has 55 commodities inside it, and given especially what's happening and what we're hearing every day about the world market and the different uncertainties, it is really next to impossible.
He says his personal view is that there will not be significant declines in food prices this year. He says more will be known in March and April when food production forecasts are made. Abbasian does say, though, that he does not foresee a repeat of the turmoil of the 2007-2008 food crisis. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.